Entrepreneurs, small business owners, professionals who seek excellence, bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builder Show. Here's Marty Wolf.
We still got a long way to go. Yes, we all got a long way to go.
Hi, and welcome to this week's edition of the Business Builder Show. I'm your business coach, Marty Wolf, and your host for the Business Builder Show. Joining me is my sidekick, Mr. Kerry Carney. Hi, Kerry.
Hello, Marty.
And our producer, Mr. Tom Jenkins. Hi, Tom.
How you doing, Marty? Great to be here.
Always great to be with you guys. Another member of our team, Dr. Tony Massari, will be offering his comments later in the show. So, gentlemen, I thought I had this show all set up and ready to share with our friends. That is, until I read a story from my friend and fellow entrepreneur, Andrew Torba. So I asked Tom, our producer, if we could do a special segment with Andrew because I felt it delivered so much value for our audience of entrepreneurs and small business owners. Andrew is with us today. Hi, Andrew.
How's it going, guys?
Going great. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. And let me introduce briefly Andrew. Andrew Torba is the co-founder and CEO of a company named Kuhcoon. That's K-U-H-C-O-O-N. Andrew, give us a quick overview of what Kuhcoon can do for business owners.
Sure, absolutely. So Kuhcoon is a suite of cloud-based social media marketing software, mm-hmm. and we also operate as a social media consulting service.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we offer software to small business owners, medium business owners, and even enterprise business owners that empowers them to market themselves across social media channels with a very easy, simple-to-use software platform. It makes it very simple to publish content, monitor comments that are coming in across multiple channels, and view the analytical data behind your account so you can have an understanding of basically what social media is doing for your business and have a really simple tool to manage the actual content that's going out and the community that you're building around that social media empire that you're building up.
Excellent. And people can reach, learn more about Kuhcoon and you by going to your website?
Yeah, it's Kuhcoon.com. That's K-U-H-C-O-O-N.com. We launched our first product, our first software product in July. We're about to release an iPhone app this upcoming fall. And we're also about to release another product, which is going to help business owners manage their paid social media campaigns across multiple social channels as well. So our first product really covers the earned part of social media advertising, and we want to tackle the paid media part as well. So that's our next objective.
Fantastic. Now, the reason I really got you here is I saw an article, and it was the title of it was "The Part of Entrepreneurship No One Wants to Talk About." Andrew, I was totally impressed with your message and the quality of the story. I'm going to repeat it. The part of entrepreneurship no one wants to talk about. Give us a quick summation about the article and tell me what emotion drove you to write it, because I do want to dig deep, but give me a summation of it, okay?
Sure. So basically, you know, the article covers the real truth of entrepreneurship, that no one really cares about the blood, sweat, and the tears part of entrepreneurship. People only generally care about the end result. You know, did you get that big exit, or are you wildly successful and growing? No one really cares about, you know, the middle ground of entrepreneurship, you know, the really hard part where you have to make sacrifices and, you know, you have to put in the time and put in the hard work. Nobody really kind of understands that part, especially because, you know, the majority of entrepreneurs don't have that wild success.
Mm.
You know, some entrepreneurs are just sustainable entrepreneurs that, you know, built their business over 20 years, and no one sees the amount of time, the amount of effort, and the amount of energy that they put into building up that business. And that's something that really bothered me as an entrepreneur, because, you know, I go through that. You know, there's a lot of sacrifices that I had to make along the way to get where I am today. And I think that, you know, a lot of people just don't understand really what it takes to get to where you need to be in order for people to see you as, I guess, quote-unquote, successful.
Andrew, was there a moment that this kind of came over you, or was this something in terms of your psychic that was just kind of building?
It's kind of been building for a while, but, you know, what triggered, I guess you could say, me writing this article is when I read another article about the CEO of Evernote. And Evernote is a wildly successful application for mobile devices, but also they have a desktop app, and basically it's like the new wave of digital notebooks, if you will.
Yes.
Wildly successful, you know, they have millions of users now, but, you know, in the early days, the CEO, Phil Libman, actually, one night he was laying in bed, and they were running out of money, and he had to make the decision to basically fire all of his employees and close the door the next day, laying in bed, not knowing what to do. And this is one of those times that I was talking about where, you know, being the CEO or being the entrepreneur that's leading this company and having to make, you know, a sacrifice or a decision like this, you know, it's extremely grueling on you as a person.
And
I think that as entrepreneurs, you really have to be, you know, an eternal optimist, at least in the public eye anyway.
Yes.
I'm not going to come on your show and say, hey, you know, I'm from Cocoon and we're doing terrible right now. You know what I mean? You always have to, you know, focus on the positive aspects of whatever you're doing. Always focus on the next goal or, you know, milestones that you've just completed, no matter how bad things are internally.
Yes.
So I think that really grinds on somebody because, you know, sometimes you really just want to talk about some of the bad things that are going on as well, and you really don't have an outlet to do that.
Yes.
Because not a lot of people actually understand what entrepreneurship is. Not a lot of people understand what the sacrifices are that you're going to be making. And it's really difficult for entrepreneurs to find someone to talk to about if it actually understands. And what ends up happening is, or what I actually make the suggestion of, is that you should find maybe another entrepreneur who can understand and who, you know, can communicate with you about some of those bad times when you need to talk about it, basically.
And Andrew, you talked about a success story, Evernote, but guess what? And I know you know this. A lot of entrepreneurs don't turn it around. A lot of them, in fact, fail. So we need to keep moving, Andrew. I want to get to a couple of points. And you say the word tenacity. Tell me about tenacity. And believe it or not, we're already down to the last couple of minutes of the interview. But talk about tenacity from your viewpoint.
Sure. So, you know, one thing that I learned about tenacity when I was in school, so I actually started Cocoon when I was in my sophomore year, and, you know, it was very, very difficult to manage a business, a growing business at that, and also manage, you know, 19 credits at the same time as an undergraduate student. So I learned to basically keep going and keep pushing no matter how tired I got, no matter, you know, how hard things got. You know, there's always going to be ups and downs in entrepreneurship, but you know, the key is to keep going and keep pushing and have the foresight to reach into the future and go and grab it and make it a reality.
Andrew, I think an important part that you also said is to note the most positive milestones. I think milestones and successes along the way are important. Would you agree?
Absolutely. You know, if you're not going to set goals, you might as well not even bother being an entrepreneur. You have to have a clear vision into the future, and you have to have a clear path to how you're going to get there.
Andrew, why do you do what you do?
I love what I do, Marty. You know, I'm extremely passionate about entrepreneurship. I'm always going to be an entrepreneur. I'm always going to have that fire in my belly. I want to change the world, plain and simple.
Andrew, you are a great entrepreneur. This is a great article. Where do people find this article now?
So this article is on a publishing platform called Medium. It kind of went viral over the past couple of days. And, you know, it's amazing. You can go on medium.com.
Excellent.
And check it out.
Andrew Torba, Cocoon, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Builder Show. You know, we need a way to keep ourselves emotionally committed to our dreams. The rest of the show will help you do just that, especially the last segment. Stay with us.
Bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf. Presenting the thought leaders of today. It's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builder Show. This week, we are in our free-for-all show, Carrie, and you ran into a wonderful article. Tell me about it, because we're going to tell everybody else about it and share it.
Well, for this big free-for-all show, we decided to talk about personal development.
Yes, we did.
And I told you, personal development sucks.
Oh, you don't like that word.
I don't like that word.
So that's hard for you to say.
So that's the only time I'm going to say it. But anyway.
But that's the title of the article, right?
I went to my computer and I put in those three words. And lo and behold, a lot of articles came up on other people's views of personal development
sucking.
So you apparently have some colleagues who might feel the same way about
yes.
the whole concept of personal development. Okay, well, we have to talk about personal development, so because that's what we're the show's about. So let's remind myself that personal development has many parts to it, and typically you talk about the mind, body, spirit, your financial well-being, and your social well-being. Now, there may be a couple others you want to add in terms of your personal development, but those are the general categories. And so the author says, no, it really, personal development really does suck, and she has 5 points. What's the first one she talks about, Carrie?
It's addictive.
It's addictive. Wow. So the whole idea of personal development, getting better. So first thing that came into my mind was runners.
Runners, gym rats, people that are, I have to go and work out for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Diets.
Right.
I can't eat certain foods, gluten-free, vegan, no meat, whatever. So people, you use the term silo. I said let's use the term bucket. But people will go into their silo and bucket and ignore other aspects.
Yeah.
But they're working on one aspect of their own personal development.
So a good thing, personal development, is a good thing.
Yes, absolutely.
Can
absolutely.
Be, and positively addictive. Sometimes it goes to extremes, but positively addictive. Another point that she makes is that this whole journey, let's call it a journey, it forces change.
Absolutely.
You can't keep doing what you've always done and expect something to be different.
Right. 2 hours in the gym and then running and grabbing an extra large banana chocolate milkshake made with French vanilla ice cream after each workout is going to be a little self-defeating.
Oh, boy. Well, okay. I was ready to change until I heard that. You know, I don't, you know, it made me think, Gary, my own journey of personal development. You know that, well, everybody knows that in terms of our, you know, folks who know me, is that I tend to see personal development in maybe only one or maybe two silos. It's a mistake. You know, I see personal development as reading. You know, it's just, and certainly addictive. And I kind of ignore some of the other things. I seem to be ignoring the financial side of it. I'm working on that. But, you know, I don't know if that plan's coming together well. But, you know, do you think other people feel the same way or do the same thing, Carrie and Tom, that they maybe limit? Now, remember, we tend to think, we should think in terms of personal development as mind, body, spirit, financial, social well-being. You think people do the same thing, Carrie?
Yeah, definitely. On the break, you had mentioned that you're socializing. You really don't like to socialize.
Right.
And most of your socialization is in the business world.
Yes.
So you are socializing, but just to say, oh, it's Saturday, I'm going to kick back with Carrie and Tom, watch the Penn State game and relax, go fishing or whatever, you would say that's important time to get the latest Larry Winget book or Joe Calloway book and read a 300-page book in 5 hours.
But the also part of it is I know what kind of beer you buy. And and so, you know, I don't
and
know.
And I'm not a Penn State fan. So.
Oh, right. But see,
everybody loves the fish, though.
Yeah, that I will go with.
But you also said something else important. Is everybody into personal development?
No.
No. So what do you mean by that? What do you mean no? Why wouldn't you be in personal development?
Well,
into personal development, I should say.
I guess if you're going to break down the buckets that low, socializing, you can fool yourself into what your personal development looks like under the guise of comfort zone.
Comfort zone. And we both saw a video by John Assaraf,
mm-hmm.
which really hit home, you know, was talking about you will only succeed to the level which you believe you deserve.
Right.
That's like powerful.
It's like the fleas in the jar.
You'll only arise if you put a lid on that jar, right, Carrie?
Great
right. analogy. You'll just keep jumping until you keep hitting the top, and you'll stop because you'll say, I can't go past
that. Get any further.
Yeah. So there are people who are in their comfort zone, happy with that, and maybe don't want to change, and that's okay. But another point, in terms of personal development, she says it's a full-time job.
It's a full-time job, and it forces change. You have to change if you're going to be taking the proper route of personal development.
It has to have, you have to be totally aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's why it's a full-time job. You got to think about this stuff. You have to plan. And that kind of moves us to the next one. It takes self-discipline. If you want to improve, now, let's remind folks about the spirit thing. I mean, there are people in terms of personal development who their church is very important to them, or their spiritual development is very important to them. That's part of this overall thought process of personal development. Certainly, we're talking about business people, but personal development is the foundation of business success. Would we agree with that, folks?
Yes.
Gentlemen, I should
yes.
say.
Yes. Yes. And that self-discipline, I think, is so attached to a spiritual core.
Yeah.
That you would reflect on that in making future choices.
Yep.
That spirit is going to say, don't get that banana chocolate extra large shake today.
Yes.
Because it doesn't fit into the plan.
Your discipline also regarding financial, your financial well-being, your personal development, financial well-being. Are you in fact saving? Are you in fact doing the kinds of things that will help you achieve or get to where you want to go in terms of your personal development? Last point that she, and we're going to talk more about this, but we're kind of like setting the stage in terms of our free-for-all show here, and we're talking about personal development. It can be expensive. What does she mean by that? It can be expensive.
It can, and I emphasize the word,
in addition to the shakes. In addition to the shakes.
It can be expensive, because I think a lot of times people will take other routes where they have to put skin in the game. They have to cut a check for a tape series, a personal trainer. And when they do that, they've come to the point that I can't do it by myself. I need someone to help myself discipline.
Yes. So it's buying the books. It's, in fact, you know, contributing to your church. It's putting away money. And I want to drive home the point that you made, Carrie. The whole idea of investing in your personal well-being is the best investment you can make. As opposed to my favorite thing of a bag of barbecue chips and sitting around and just doing that, the investment would be taking that class. Now, we have such an opportunity in the internet age today because there are so many things, Carrie, that are free.
Yes, yes.
I mean, Jack Canfield, John Assaraf, you can go on and on and on.
Larry Wingate. Joe Calloway.
Go on and on. There are so many things that, now sometimes it's only we'll call it a taste test.
Yes, yes.
But there are so much you can get. Books online that are free. If you have your Kindle, there are so many things that you can do in terms of your personal development. And take advantage of these things. But you have to have these 5 points in terms of, and we are talking about personal development. The title of the article is Personal Development Sucks. And the 5 points that we're talking about is it's addictive, it forces change, it's a full-time job, it takes self-discipline, and it can be very expensive. Carrie, we're going to continue this discussion on the Business Builder Show. We're talking about personal development. We'll be right back.
Bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf. Informing, educating, and encouraging. The Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf. This is Tom Jenkins, the producer, along with Carrie Carney. And the reason why this is not Marty Wolf at the moment, because during the break, we were signing contracts with Marty and Carrie, and Carrie can give us the rest of the details on that.
We noticed, and you probably did, audience, because you're so in tune, but we noticed Marty had a lazy LOP in the word development. So, Marty, taking the first step in personal development.
Development, Marty.
Development. How did I do? Development.
Perfect. Very good.
Excellent. Okay.
You noticed You needed some self-awareness on something, and that was the pronunciation of the word development.
Well, let's make sure we're talking about free-for-all, our free-for-all show, and we are talking about personal development.
Excellent.
However, I didn't ask for that feedback.
You were coached.
I was coached. And that's good because we need the team effect. So let's go to our personal development show.
And we're forcing change on Marty right now.
I'm coachable. I'm very coachable.
Knowledge, awareness, excellent.
I'm coachable as long as this is free.
Oh, I was just going to say, we got to charge you for this, so it's going to be expensive.
You bought coffee today, so consider it done.
I'm going to ask you a really important question in terms of personal development. Is the why part of personal development important?
That development wasn't really good. But yes, you have to come back to the why.
Yes.
In, you know, I don't think we've hit ad nauseum with Simon Sinek yet, but the why. You have to have a spark in you that says, why? Why do I want to lose the weight? Why do I want to improve my knowledge in my industry?
Yes.
There has to be a connection, a personal connection to you that feels the why. If I improve, I can take my family on a nicer vacation. I can put more money aside for my children's college fund. I can feel better.
Why is really driving your self-awareness in terms of your personal development and improving self-knowledge. I want to recommend a book.
Recommend away.
As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. You're nodding your head in the studio. Why?
That is regarded almost, I think, as the first personal development book that was put on the market many, many moons ago. And Marty has his copy with him.
Yes, and I'm not even sure when it first came out, but it was probably late 1800s. I don't know.
It was like 1890, because there was an article in Success about a year ago that highlighted the book.
Yes. Here's a quote right from the beginning of the page regarding your self-awareness and your self-knowledge in terms of your own personal development. Here's the quote. They themselves are makers of themselves. Whoa, that's heavy. So
they themselves are makers of themselves.
So if you're coasting, if you're in your comfort zone, then you don't care about changing. You're not interested in creating your own environment and developing a better self. But this is what the show is all about. Reminder that there's different buckets or silos in terms of personal development. Mind, body, spirit, financial, social. Go ahead, Kerry.
And think, Marty, what's the next logical progression? If you're not investing in yourself, you're going to come up with buckets of excuses. You're going to turn into the victim. I would have gotten that promotion if I only did this, or so and so did that, and I'm going to wallow away on low mid level when really I didn't read the books, I didn't take care of myself, I didn't network, I spent my money frivolously, I wouldn't invest in myself. You can come up with grain silos of excuses.
You are responsible for your own health, your own financial well-being, your own social well-being. You are responsible. Kerry, how important do you think emotional intelligence is in personal development?
It would be a cornerstone in how you develop, in how you see the world, how you see yourself, more importantly, in what vibe or what presence you give to others.
And so important in our business world today, in developing your own emotional intelligence, how you behave, your attitudes, and how they affect others, and can be learned. Important. We always share this with folks, right, Kerry?
Learned, can be modified.
With the audiences that we're at, and we always share this, and this is important, and I want to recommend another book, if I may.
Recommend away.
The EQ Edge, Emotional Intelligence and Your Success by Stephen J. Stein. Again, the title is The EQ Edge by Stephen Stein. Fundamental books, great reading. Now, another thing they talk about is being consistent. If you're working on all these different things, you want to get better. Is consistency important?
Yes. You mentioned early on, it is a journey. How many times on January 3rd, you were going to start the big diet? You were going to start working out. You just had such aspirations. And then by February 2nd, you were back on the couch watching reruns, eating the chips, ordering that extra large banana chocolate French vanilla shake.
Right. Let me read something right out of this article. Personal investment becomes a full-time job as we immerse ourselves in self-discovery, goal setting, visualization techniques, daily affirmations, and begin to take the necessary action towards our dreams. As we begin to work harder on ourselves than our jobs, we see a transformation of our philosophy, character, attitude, thought patterns, and internal language. Can't disappears from your vocabulary altogether. Important thought process. Work harder on yourselves than you work on your job. Will that help you become successful?
Yes, but in a balance. I remember I worked in an area and there were laborers. And the one laborer would leave work and lift weights for 4 hours each night and then complain he couldn't get the job done the next day. His intentions were great. He was working on himself. But once he got to the job, he was turning his back on that bucket that was important.
That's why we're reminding everyone that there's many parts to this personal development journey. Is that, again, I'm going to say them again because it's important. Your mind, your body, your spirit, your financial and your social well-being. Many moving parts. And we said earlier that there's potential discomfort in this. You have to get out of your comfort zone. You have to decide that this is important for yourself, for your family, for your future. This matters, this stuff, Tom. This matters, right, Gary?
Well, if we take the quote from a minute or two ago, the most important thing is investing in yourself.
Yes. Another book recommendation, if I may.
Away.
Power of Consistency, and it's by one of our friends, Weldon Long.
Weldon.
Power of Consistency by Weldon Long, who was on the show earlier. So go to businessbuildersglobal.com and check out our interview with Weldon Long. Wow, our segment on personal development is already winding down. We will be right back after this short break. You are listening to the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Presenting the thought leaders of today. It's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf. Presenting the thought leaders of today. It's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Tom, let's wrap up our discussion on personal development by going to our commentary by Dr. Tony Massari.
Hi, I'm Tony Massari with a thought about improving, growing, and learning. While listening to Marty, Carrie, and Tom share their ideas about personal development, several maxims flash through my brain. Personal development is never about chance. It's always about choice. Opportunities for growth are often problems turned inside out. To change and grow, you have to make it happen. Go ahead. Make your day, your year, your life. Because if you don't, no one will do it for you. The formula for breaking bad habits is one part reasonable goals and two parts steadfast determination. If you know the why, you can endure the inconvenience of the how. There will be no success without some pain and a lot of persistence. Personal development is not a bus stop on the road to success. It is a journey that never ends. The journey from where I am to where I want to be will never happen without a friend, a teacher, or a mentor who will tell me what I need to hear, not what I want to hear. For me, people who are committed to learning, growing, and getting a little bit better every day are examples of America at its best. For Marty Wolf and the Business Builder Show, I'm Tony Massari with America at its best.
Thank you, Tony, for another great commentary. When we finished the first segment, we mentioned that we need a way to keep ourselves emotionally committed to our dreams. And I'm very confident I have a solution for that, or to help you with that. And it is a book. The name of the book is The Power of Consistency, Prosperity Mindset Training for Sales and Business Professionals by our friend Weldon Long. And he was on our show earlier. Carrie, can you tell us about Weldon Long?
Weldon is a fascinating person. He spent the majority of the first part of his life incarcerated. And through those incarcerations, he developed into an outstanding individual by utilizing one of the first books he got was Dr. Covey's Seven Habits of
Highly Effective People. Correct.
Thank you.
I'm here to help.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Weldon started writing down and planning and visualizing his success 7 years before he even got out of prison.
Right.
He saw it in his mind. He was going to be a better father. He was going to be a successful business person.
And here's a three-step process that he used. And this is what we want to share with you to connect to Andrew Torba's time with us and the whole idea of personal development. This is a blueprint. In the book, Weldon talks about a three-step process that will get you emotionally committed to your dreams and make them permanent memories. And this is what he calls a prosperity plan. Now, the three steps are to write it, review it, and feel it. First step, write it. The first step is to write out those three critical goals: what you want, what you want to become, and what you want to contribute. I'm going to say them again because it's important. What you want to become, and what you want to contribute. When you're writing these things out, it's important that you write out these as statements of fact in the present tense. It's not I'm going to be. It is. I am. And we're going to talk about, you know, some examples, because really, if you write it in the present tense, it becomes basically a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Actually, you turn it into your mantra that's all you're driven to accomplish. And if you don't write it down, you have a high probability of not accomplishing it.
Here's an example. Suppose you identified a $200,000 annual income as one of your career goals. So you write down, I earn $200,000 annually in the present. Now, here's a flaw that a lot of us, or a mistake some of us make. We worry too much about how we're going to do it instead of just getting it down there, getting it on paper. I earn $200,000 annually. Don't worry about how. Act as if it has already happened. Now you want to move on to what you want to become and what you want to contribute in life and business. You mentioned at the beginning, Carrie, you know, that I think you mentioned his son. I'm not sure if you...
Yes.
You did.
Yes.
Great. One of the things that in terms of, you know, what he wants to become and contribute, he says, one of the things he writes down is, I am an awesome father to my son. Another thing he says, I am a man of honor and character. And some suggestions he talks about in terms of contributions that we might make. These are just suggestions. You've got to be internalizing these on your own. Contributions he suggests: I have built 3 schools in Ethiopia. Or I have adopted 2 Chinese orphans. We getting this? We seeing all this? Writing it down?
I want to go back to what you started with when we talked about the increasing your revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have to put that in a consistency outcome. You make that a present tense statement.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put your plan together. The plan is important, but you, like you said, you can't get hung up on it. In one of his outlines, he says, I will make 6 new cold calls per day. That's a consistency action.
Right.
I will run every sales opportunity with passion and purpose. That's a consistency action. I think where you were going was, if you set out to make 6, and let's say a few days you only make 4, you're still that much better mm-hmm. than you were. You don't just scrap and say, oh, I can't make 6, I'm done, I'm going to go back to my old ways.
Okay,
keep pushing on.
Let's stay with that thought. So let's take it to a company. And in terms of this consistency outcome, remember the book is The Power of Consistency. That's an important word. And again, the author is Weldon Long. And in terms of a statement of writing it down, As an example, my company generates $10 million in annual revenue. That's a consistency outcome. In terms of a consistency action, this is what you're mentioning, Kerry.
Yes, action.
Here's an action. I generate 2,000 new sales leads per year. That's a consistency action. Another one, I treat my customers' employees with dignity and respect. That's a consistency action. You need to take action on these things. This is what it's all about, is taking consistent action. Now, ignore the naysayers. You're going to be putting out these dreams, and you may be sharing it, and forget about the naysayers. Get in action. Write down your plan. Take action, right? So I think we're getting that point through. Now, I want to get right to, again, this is called a prosperity plan. And when you write this down and you write down your goals and you put things into action, this is creating new thoughts and beliefs. I want to make sure we talk about, you know, what he calls in terms of review it and feel it. He says, reviewing your prosperity plan and experiencing the emotions of creating your exceptional life during a daily quiet time ritual is a critical part of reaching your income and career goals. This is the most important part of our discussion today, taking 15 minutes a day, a 15-minute quiet time ritual that will, this will be the bridge, Kerry and Tom, between your dreams and the reality and really making it happen.
Weldon would take that 15 minutes when he was in prison every day to visualize and see his dreams. Now he's in his huge Colorado home, 9,000 square feet, doing the same thing each day.
Each day. So the book is The Power of Consistency by Weldon Long. Most important part of the discussion is understanding and taking a daily quiet time ritual. So much to talk about, but we've run out of time. So thank you again for being part of the Business Builder Show with me, your business coach, Marty Wolf. Thank you, Andrew Torba of Cocoon, for being our special guest. And thank you, Weldon Long, for writing a great book. Kerry and Tom, as always, thanks for your help and support.
Thank you.
Next week, our special guest will be someone I consider a leading author, speaker, and strategist in the world of sales. Her name is Jill Conrath. Jill's blog is one of the few that I read regularly. It is so valuable for our entrepreneurial friends and anyone involved in direct sales. You can find all our shows. They are archived at businessbuildersglobal.com, businessbuildersglobal.com. We do our best on the Business Builder Show so you can do your best. We look forward to being with you next week on the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf. Thanks for listening and have a great week. And buy the book, The Power of Consistency by Weldon Long.
Bringing the business classroom to you, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.